Chapter 44. Charlie had begun his first day as a space pirate, desperately dodging the frantic swings of a young man with a long knife. It took every bit of his attention and energy to avoid being sliced open by the dangerous-looking blade. "This is what he calls fun?" he silently grumbled as he parried yet another assault with a piece of debris, then landed a hard right on the point of the man's chin. He crumpled to the deck, unconscious. They had managed to board the ship in pretty much the manner Marbon had laid out. The captain flashed in quick and cast a spell, which to Charlie meant he activated a voice-triggered EMP or some such device that kept the other ship from jumping away. With its drives incapacitated, the pirate crew quickly breached the hull from several points and swarmed into the ship. Charlie saw several other men, who had also been prisoners until recently, join in the fray. He wasn't the only one newly promoted, it seemed. One of them sprayed blood from his mouth as a long sword pierced his torso. It appeared their numbers would need to be added to again shortly, and he had no intention of his own space needing to be filled. He recalled the captain's warning, "Fight or die," as he followed the others deeper into the vessel. Well, he didn't say kill or die, he thought, looking for some wiggle room. Charlie had no desire to take anyone's life, and if he could avoid it, he certainly would do whatever it took. Fighting was heavy around him, but he kept his weapon secured, instead relying on his old martial arts close-quarters combat training from so many years ago. He hadn't practiced in what seemed like forever, but the basic moves were still there, and apparently were a style of fighting the crew of the boarded ship were not accustomed to. A burly man nearly twice his size charged at him, a bloody club in his hand. As he moved, however, Charlie realized he could take him. He's relying on brute strength, he thought, as he used the man's momentum against him, disarming him and flinging him into the nearby wall, while avoiding injury himself. The man was taken totally off guard, and the wall he hit so very hard did the rest of the work for Charlie, dropping him to the ground in an unconscious heap. Two down. And so it went, though for far too long. Charlie would punch, kick, and even choke opponents into unconsciousness. But despite taking a few hits and suffering a cut or three, he did not fatally injure anyone. They were mopping up, the prisoners from their own ship already carrying out the plundered cargo, when the young man with the dangerously long knife leapt out of nowhere, swinging wildly at Charlie. Apparently, he'd recovered prior to being taken by the other pirates, and now Charlie had to deal with him once more. The others all had clear angles of attack, but held off. This was his initiation of sorts, a fight to the death in front of his new brothers. He only hoped neither of them would have to meet that fate. A glancing blow cut his arm, but it was shallow, and Charlie barely noticed it in the heat of battle as he and his opponent circled one another. "Get him, Charlie," someone shouted. "Kill him. You can do it." Cheers from his fellow pirates, urging him to violence. But that simply wasn't his way. Exhausted from so much combat, Charlie realized his younger opponent would likely outlast him if he kept dancing around rather than actually fighting. A decision had to be made, and soon. The young man lunged, but rather than jumping back as the attacker expected, Charlie leapt forward, taking a small cut as he passed the blade, but effectively cutting off the man's angles of attack. With a sharp crack, he headbutted his opponent, breaking his nose in a bloody spray. The concussive effect made the man's eyes water and balance waver. Charlie took that opportunity to grab his knife arm and spin him into a modified wrist lock, then drove him down to the ground, his arm locked out above him. His fellow pirates looked on with amusement as he casually removed the knife from the pinned man's hand. "Kill him, Charlie," one urged. Charlie tossed the knife aside and hauled the vanquished youth to his feet. "No, there's been plenty of that today." "But he cut you." "We just boarded his ship. Can you blame him?" he replied. "Put him with the other prisoners and let's get on with it," he said, shoving the young man to his waiting colleagues. 10 minutes later, Captain Saruman was walking the line of captured men, as Charlie had seen him do before. Terrans, the milky-eyed man, was with him, reading each of the new prisoners, seeing if they might possess any power of their own. The captain's hands were still a bit bloody from the fighting, Charlie noticed. Unlike so many leaders, this one believed leadership was setting an example, leading his men in battle. Two words reinforced his role as their commander. Follow me. And his men would, with no questions or hesitation. Captain Saruman stopped at the young man Charlie had spared, Taranz whispering in his ear. He nodded slightly, then moved on to the next man. At that moment, the youth pulled a small blade the others had missed and lunged at the captain. Saruman easily stepped aside, catching his wrist and ripping the blade from his grasp before plunging it into his chest. The youth was dead before he hit the deck, a puddle of blood leaking from his pulseless body. The captain looked across the collected pirates, pausing especially long on Charlie.
This is why mercy is weakness. This is why we do not spare our enemies. Those who would surrender, we gladly accept into our service. Those who would rather die than be enslaved will have that desire fulfilled.
He looked at Charlie once more, his point clear.
Bring them, he said, then walked back to the Rixana. You heard the captain. Prisoners to the cells. The rest of you lot, we've got a ship to pillage.
A cheerful cry erupted among the pirates as they set out to find whatever remained of value to be taken. Charlie, however, was tasked with escorting the prisoners, as was the newest member's traditional role. He was missing out on plunder, but didn't really care. He was just glad to have survived one more day. And that was how he would continue to survive. Living like some bastardized space pirate motivational poster cliche, taking it day by day.